For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News. The Drug Truth Network produced a 90-minute radio program last week, The Mind-Body Connection, a report on the 4th National Clinical Conference on Cannabis Therapeutics. It features three segments, the doctors, the nurses, and the patients. Head of the Biology Department at the University of Colorado, this is Dr. Robert Melamed.
The cannabinoid system has been evolving for 500-600 million years, and it's there for a reason. And we've already gone through how it balances your immune system. Well, that's probably the CB2 receptor more than the CB1, but how it protects your nerve cells, how it's involved in every aspect of your body's functioning. Do you want to turn that off? To me, the answer is no. What you should do is satisfy the need. Use cannabis. And how many of you know people who were alcoholics until they started using cannabis? They're no longer alcoholics, you know? How many people do we see who are on opiates for pain medication and they're zombies and all of a sudden they start taking cannabis and they stop using opiates? Satisfy whatever that biochemical need is that's determined by their biochemistry and their genetics. Don't deprive them of it and leave them susceptible to all of these nasty illnesses. What's the big deal? What is getting high? You know, what is this thing that is so feared? Open-minded, sensitive, you know, how about sex on pot, you know? Why are we forcibly being, turning off our body, turning off our sensations? What kind of world, you know, this is freedom in America? It's insane. So in general, we've seen a lot of interesting fundamental effects. I want to now just mention rapidly that cannabinoids kill a variety of cancer cells. And these have been documented. I have to say this always with caution. It's not like consuming cannabis is going to save everybody's life. It's not going to kill everybody's cancer. That's not what it's about. But we have compounds that inhibit breast cancer growth in tissue culture in some cases, in other cases it's in animal studies, all right, colorectal cancer, glioma, leukemia, lymphoma, lung cancer, pheochromocytoma, prostate, skin, thyroid, all right? So the take-home message from where I've been going here is that free radicals are the friction of life. They're responsible for aging. Endocannabinoids are the oil of life, and we can consume these oils in the form of hemp oil in particular, because it turns out we've all heard omega-3s are good for your heart. Well, omega-3s are made into endocannabinoids. Endocannabinoids protect your heart. Is that the link? No, it's not been properly studied, but, you know, we put one and one together and come up with two.
The Mind-Body Connection was held in Santa Barbara, California. The conference featured about 250 people from around the world sharing their knowledge about cannabis therapeutics. To learn more about the participants in this conference, I urge you to visit the website of Patients Out of Time, which is medicalcannabis.com. Dean Becker, 420 Drug War News.